Now, today we're going to start a new series, okay, called Faith, okay, Community. Say with me, Faith. You know, when we first started the church, that was 19 years ago. If we were to celebrate this, it will be our 19th year, all right? Now, we were, Pastor Jojo, myself, we were talking about if you want to build a community, what kind of community we want to build, all right? So we are talking about we want a community that is filled with faith, hope, and love. All right. So in other words, that was all in my mind. Okay, that each time when you come, okay, together, okay, or gather together, think about: am I building faith? Am I sharing love? Is that hope? When people leave this place, are they living, going back? Okay, with hope in their life. All right, something that is all of us, okay, got to think whenever, okay, we gather, okay, together, whether for meals, whether you gather at home, okay, even in public. All right. Okay. So today we're gonna start a new series called Faith Community, all right, which means this series seeks to redefine what is a church community. Now, how many of us realize that the church community is not one of to meet everyone's preference? You know, sometimes we come to church, right? We already have a set of mind, church should be like this, all right? A church community is, okay, in other words, a church community is a spiritual family that God has given us and what God has given to form, and that's a role, okay, that we play, and that's where we're going to, okay, expound or discover, okay, in this series. So in this series, we're going to do two parts. Today, we're going to talk about the local faith community. The second, we're going to talk about global faith community. Next week, okay, Dr. Isaac is going to be back, all right, and some of you do not know him, okay, he's a medical doctor. He chose to let go his profession, all right, and go to seminary, all right. So I told him every month, okay, he's going to come back, otherwise he'll lose touch on the people. All right, now, so you're going to cover the global, okay, community. Now, let me ask you this question, okay, as we go work on the local faith community, and there's a tagline called, said, call to be different. Look at your neighbor left and right. Are they look the same? No. You say, you look different. But the same person. Okay, all right. Okay, now. Question. What's your first impression of a church? All right, now. Keep on to that. Tell your neighbor. Just 2-3 seconds. All right, now. What's your first impression of a church? Any church, huh? Don't have to be every nation, but what's your impression? Okay. All the more, okay, before you come to know Jesus, what's your impression of a church? Few seconds. 5 seconds. 3, 4. Alright, okay, I hope you have your answers right now. For a long time, even before I became a Christian, right now, we're thinking of a church building. How many of us know that? Yes, we have church building. Yes, church building. But the church is not the building, true or not? Right now, sometimes you think about church, we have all these panels, okay, glass panel and all those, is just beautiful, because each time when I visit another city of another country and all those, okay, I love to look at all those architecture and all those design that they have. It's just marvelous, all right? Sometimes you think our church is the priest with the giant Bible. Some people will come with a big Bible and say, my Bible is big because I believe in a big God, all right, now. Some will think about the nuns. I know that is Sister Egg, all right, now. So when you think about all this, yes, there's some kind of impression that we have. But how many of us realize that the church is about the people? Yes. So I was saying that in one of the sessions, right, if you want to hear the heartbeat of God, what's the heartbeat look like? You want to, you know how's your heartbeat sounds like? Right? Or that sounds like more than the pop music. Doom, doom. Okay, now. But God's heartbeat is people. Alright? It's about you, alright? It's about you and I, because Jesus died on the cross for the people. Jesus did not die on the cross for a building. He didn't die for a building, alright? He died, okay, for you and I. Alright? So when we think about that, we're going to look at this passage in Acts chapter 2 and how people gather. Okay, why do people gather? Okay, gather in a place. Okay, of course, here we have this place, we have building and all those. All right, now people that come worship God, we come with a Bible. Now it's all the digital Bible. Okay, come and worship the Lord. Okay, Sunday is the time that we come celebrate. Okay, the goodness of God in our life. All right, of course, church. Although we come to service like this on Sunday, but all of us got to take note. Now, church life is not only Sunday. But church life is also in between Sundays. What happened to you in between Sundays? Because that's church life all about. Okay, don't live just on Sunday, all right? Because our life is all every day, right? And how you see yourself, okay, as the Church of Jesus Christ. All right, now. So have you ever wondered what the very first church looked like? Okay, that's where we're going to look at the local church, okay, and look at Acts chapter 2 that we're going to explore that and what happened in the early church. What kind of pattern that has set? In fact, most churches all around the world, okay, will look at this passage and see what pattern, what happened in the early church, what do they do when the people gather, okay, together. All right, now, let's read this. Verse 36 to 47, if you can read with me, 1, 2, 3. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucify. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers and sisters, okay, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourself from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possession and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Last two, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Let's pray. Father God, we commit the portion of scripture in Acts chapter 2 before you, even as we explore that. Okay, today we start a new series called The Faith Community. We ask Lord, give us understanding, Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us, okay, because only you can. Okay, in Jesus' name I pray, everyone says, amen. Now, how was the first church, okay, ever existed? I mean, read this, is Acts chapter 2. Okay, in Acts chapter 1, okay, was where the author of the book of Acts was none other than Luke. Okay, Luke is like the author of the Gospel of Luke, and that is like part one. All right, now Luke also wrote Book of Acts, that is a part two. Now we all like movies, okay? You have part one, part two, yes, sequel, and all those, right? Now, if you watch Marvels, you want to watch everything. You make sure you watch the end game, all right? So you want to know what's happening, all right? And many other movies as well. So you can't just read Gospel of Luke and never read the Book of Acts, all right? Because Book of Acts, you see what's happening, okay? After Jesus died, buried, resurrected, ascended, and that is the Acts of the Apostles, okay? Then see what's happening, okay, after Jesus has ascended. Now, so with that, in Acts chapter 1, we, all of us will have known that Jesus asked them, wait for this promise, okay, that will come upon you. Don't go, but receive, okay, the power of the Holy Spirit, then you go. Alright, so a little over then, okay, Jesus appeared about 40 days, alright, now, so all of them were waited in the upper room. So, showing this last Mother's Day, okay, Sue was telling you about upper room, and they were gathered at the upper room, 120 of them. Although, Sue showed you the picture, we actually went up, okay, to one of the upper room, and showed us the upper room, okay, looks something like this. Okay, I'm sure that most of you who have houses, double story, that's the upper room, okay? Now, your little condo, that's the upper room. Now, that's where the 120 gathered. And they're supposed to wait for the power of Holy Spirit to come upon them. Now, Jesus didn't tell them that the power of Holy Spirit will come on the 50th day. Now, Pentecost, the day of 50, right? So, Pente means 50 now. So, Jesus sent them on the day 40, and they were at upper room, and they were praying. All right? Now, day 1, day 2, is Holy Spirit going to come? Nobody knows. All right? So, they waited. And lo and behold, it came on the 10th day. We all know, because it's already written. We know. For them, do not know. All right? So, they waited, they prayed earnestly, and the Holy Spirit came upon that, and they celebrated. Okay? What the day called was the Pentecost Sunday. Now, right after that, Peter became the spokesman, and he preached, okay, the message which you read in Acts chapter 2. And this is part of the passage, okay, that see what happened. Okay, after that, after he preached, 3,000 were added. And that was the time when they asked, Peter, so what shall we do? And Peter said, repent. See, we mean repent. Baptize. Okay, and receive, okay, the Holy Spirit. All right, now that's birth. Okay, the day Pentecost. So that birth, okay, the first church, okay, ever, okay, written in, okay, the New Testament. So my question is, okay, the very first church that was birthed. So my question will be, okay, I've said this, okay. Now, in verse 40, the question that I want to ask, in verse 40, when Peter said this, he said, and many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them and say, save yourself from this crooked generation. Wow, that reminds me about when the first awakening in America, okay, when Jonathan Edwards preached a message, okay, sinners die, okay, in the hands of an angry God. And people just repent and on their knees and they cry, okay, before the Lord and with heart of repentance. And here Peter will say, save yourself, okay, from this crooked generation. So which means, when I want to ask that question about, okay, what makes a difference, okay, for the church when you think about save yourself from this crooked generation? If you look at the word of this crooked generation, okay, the word called scolios, okay, which means bent, crooked, not straight. Now, how many of us know that the meaning of sin, S-I-N, S-I-N, the center of sin is S-I-N, okay, we sin against God with the letter I. Now, the word sin means miss the mark. Okay, the other word is bent, crooked, not straight. So sometimes when you look at the life of a person who went wayward, bent, his life was bent, not straight, not following, not obeying, all right? Figuratively, morally wrong, corrupt, and warped. So that generation, although they saw Jesus, but they did not recognize him as the Messiah. So they failed to see that and couldn't see that in the scripture, all right? They have Jesus nailed on the cross. Now, in those days, moral corruption is also presence, all right? Then they have might be sense of spiritual, moral decay and all those, okay, in those days. And the need of salvation. So Peter was urging them, come on, repent. And when Jesus, at that moment, at that time, Peter, when he preached that message, he's preaching to people who have witnessed, who, if they have newspaper, who have appeared, Jesus died on the cross. All right, so majority of them are eyewitnesses, okay, of the early days of having known that Jesus died on the cross. All right, so here is where, okay, Peter urged them, repent, okay, and be baptized, okay, and save yourself from this crooked, okay, generation. Now, with that tagline, called to be different, my question is how to be the faith community that is called to be different from this crooked generation, okay? Now, talking about this crooked generation, we are, every day, okay, you hear stories of how crooked, okay, the generation is, all right? So, there are four pillars, okay, four words that I want to introduce to all of us. Now, this message was also coined in such a way that when Pastor Tim, when he was alive, okay, working on the message series, okay, looking at the local church and the global church or our every nation community, talking about Malaysia, what kind of church, okay, that we want to build, all right? So, this passage for sure be the anchor passage, but four words, okay, four pillars that we can work on, all right, when we look at this passage that we have read just now. Number one, scriptural, okay, in verse 42, which means rooted in the scripture, devoted to word, okay, that we find in verse 2. Okay, we want to expand this a bit, the word devoted. Now, the Greek word for devoted is called proskartereo, like oreo, right? Which means has a stronger meaning than just casual attentions. Just giving you a bit that constantly they present, they know the word of God is going to preach, they sit under the feet of apostle, they are a child apostle, they give full attention, not just listening passively, but they actively seeking, all right, cling on, holding on. Now, how to expand this a bit for you, all right, which means they are devoted, okay, they give their time, they have stronger meaning. Now, there are things in life that it carry a bit more meaning to all of you, all right. Now, for example, okay, if you are a lover of durian, the season is coming, right? So when the word you know the rest of the word durian, wow, your attention different. You are awake. Many of you are awake now, okay? Now, durian, okay? Some of you say, no, I never touched durian, but it's coming, all right? It's coming, it's already. People are plucking me today. Yesterday, we were at the hiking and all those, seeing durian hanging on the tree and all those. So your attention becomes more sensitive than before. Right? Some of you who are always wondering, what do I eat to keep young? So whenever you want to know, the secret will be, Pastor, eat no durian. eat bitter gourd, alright? So that becomes, so some of you stop planting, it became bitter gourd, alright? Because that's how you keep young, and also because many times I told people, hey, when you look at life, okay, you have this path, okay? You want to be happy or you want to be sad, right? Whatever situation you're in. But if you know the Lord, you can be happy in the Lord. Okay, so even the worst thing that happened, you still can give thanks, okay, to the Lord. Alright, that's a path, okay, that you work on. So, be devoted, okay, in that sense. So, the early church, okay, was such, when they know, okay, the apostles are going to teach, they will be at their feet, they will stop everything, and they come under, okay, the apostles' feet to teach. Alright, now, the other one, some call about devoted is like, what can I think of to get you the meaning of devotion or devoted? Now, some of you, when majority of you drive car, right? Okay. When it comes to pumping petrol, how many of you go for Shell? Okay. No. How many of you go for BP, BHP? No. How many of you go for Petronas? Oh, yeah. Why you go for Petronas? All right, rather than Malaysia, Petronas and all those, maybe it's because of the point system. So sometimes it's like you are your meter is F and E, right? F, E. When your needle shows that E, you still go on driving because you're looking for the Petronas. E means yes, it's not empty, it's enough. Until even in the highway, it's enough to get until you reach Petronas just to pump your petrol. You are so devoted. All right, when it comes to apostle teaching, when it comes to the Bible, are you devoted, okay, to that? So the early church, okay, the scriptural, okay, when they hear the word of God, you are a church called to study the word together. All right, that's where we want you, encourage you to be part of a life group, okay, to study the word of God. All right, be devoted. All right, say with me, scriptural, devoted, study the word of God. All right, now the second word I want to introduce to you is spiritual. Say with me, spiritual. Okay, verse 43 we look at, okay, in other words, we are saying that you are empowered by the Holy Spirit. When it comes to praise, when it comes to worship, when it comes to prayer, signs and wonders. In verse 43, there's this word called awe. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All right, now, when you come to praise, when you come to worship, your natural man will not do that. Okay? Because of your encounter with God, God caused the spirit inside you to become alive. Alright, when you see God, you want to encounter God, you want to praise Him, you want to worship Him. Okay, your natural mind will not do that. You wake up in the morning, first thing you do, what do? Handphone. How many of you will wake up? Probably some of you will wake up and say, praise the Lord, a new morning given to you. But that percentage is very low, okay? Very low. Okay, now. So the working of the Spirit in our life is empowered, all right? When it comes to worship, you do that. You know, some also say that you don't see the animal kingdom come together and have church service. Do they? Okay, they don't, right? Now, so God created in such a way, okay, we have this Spirit inside us that we become God conscious. Okay, we are conscious about God, right? That we want to praise Him, we want to worship Him, we want to pray, we want to talk to Him. All right, the result is such that when you empower Holy Spirit and you see signs and wonders, some of us we wonders and signs, right? The Bible says many wonder and don't know what happened to the sign. Okay, now, okay, this word awe, okay, this word awe is ecstasis, which means astonishment, amazement, wonder, overwhelmed, okay, by something powerful. Friends, the 120 who gathered in upper room, Holy Spirit came down. They were witnesses, all right? They see fire. They see everyone spoke in different languages. That was an awesome presence of God came down, all right? And I thank God that the 120 did not remain in upper room. How you like? You know, most of the time, churches have family camp, you have retreat, okay, what else? Okay, you have conference. Wow, everybody is so excited for the camp, family camp, 3 days, 2 nights, then you want 4 days, 3 nights, 5 days, 4 nights, okay, so if you have more days, you pay more, okay, all right. Now, and you're saying that after the last day, nobody want to leave. But you have to go home. I thank God the 120, okay, did not stay, okay, in the upper room, but they all came down and they all scattered to all over the world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, all right? Now, so there's a sense of reverence, okay, there's a sense of extraordinary, okay, power that came upon them, and in the human explanation, they just couldn't, because when you see, when you read the word, how come they're speaking this language? Which country they are from, all right? And they are all, it's just still early in the morning, and they could witness, okay, the extraordinary, okay, the happening, okay, in the Acts chapter 2. They were astonished, amazed. Friends, I also pray, okay, that as you come encounter God, you're also amazed, okay, but astonished of what God is going to your life. And with that, you became a witness of others who are able to see, what happened to this guy, huh? All right, and that, okay, will carry, okay, the testimony, okay, of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third one, okay, that is relational, okay, verse 42. Talking about spiritual and all those. Friends, when talk about spiritual things, today we don't hear much, all right? Those days it's like people were being come under the power, okay, of the evil spirit. Now, do you know that to overcome that is still the power of Holy Spirit, all right? Sometimes when we watch a movie, okay, we see the priest, okay, want to cast out demons and all those, then you, I don't know, top, bottom, left, right, all right, and then they show the cross, all right, now. And then when I watch those movies, I was like, come on, say the name of Jesus, come on, it's the blood of Jesus, come on, okay, what are you doing, priest, what are you doing? All right, now, friends, the encountering of the spirit world is so real, all right, that the evil ones cannot stand, okay, the name of Jesus, cannot stand, okay, the blood of Jesus. Now, the third one will be like, you must know who you are, okay, in Christ, or identity in Christ. Otherwise, you say the name of Jesus, you say the blood of Jesus, then they are, who are you? Okay, so you must know your identity in Christ. And here, Peter, okay, has urged them, come on, repent, come on, baptize and receive, okay, the power of Holy Spirit. Okay, now, the third one, relational. Verse 44 and verse, okay, 45. So when I talked about how different the church be, number one, scriptural, that means we are called, okay, to study, okay, the word together, right? Spiritual is we are called to worship Him, pray, okay, and we are called, okay, to receive the Holy Spirit. Relational, that means we are called to do life together, building relationship, fellowship, meeting needs, okay, together. Looking at verse 44 and 45, okay, that's a bit smaller already. Okay, now, and all who believe were together and had all things in common. When you look at your own life and with others, is there anything common? Practically none. Anything common? You go to work, it's different company. Okay, you wake up different time. If you want to go exercise, it's different. When we go running, you may run faster, I may run slower. Am I slower, but somehow it's even slower. Okay, all right. So when we go out to the hiking, everybody has different pace. Some people pray very fast, some people pray very slow. Some people talk a lot, some people don't really talk, all right. So we're all different. We actually have nothing in common. But the difference is when you come to believe in Jesus Christ, there's something in common. There is none other than your belief, okay, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here was the early church. Okay, they come together, they believe, and they were together, all right. And they have all things in common. They were selling their possession, belongings, and distributing proceeds to all as any had need. Come, you think about it, right? They are so willing. Okay, to do so. Today, if anybody will ask you, hey, sell your car lah, and give to the poor, how many of you will do that? Okay, you will buy, sell, lah, give away, lah. Will you do that? You know? So, they were so willing. When you look at the early church, wow, the kind of life they do, okay, and when they come together, they build relationship, it's just different level. So this word called coming together, the kind of fellowship that they have, is this word called koinonia. I know it's like, Penang means like koinonia, you know? Koinonia, nyonia. All right, now, the community of togetherness, coming together, building strong relationship within the faith community. Now, if you were to expound on that, you will see that, wow, they have this shared experience. They all saw Jesus. They all received the power of the Holy Spirit. Or they spend time together. The Bible said they gather every day. Are we able to do life group every day? I don't know. You say, sorry, I only come once a week. Some of you say, sorry to your leader, I only come once a month. Are we able to do that every day? The early church, they come together every day. I'm thinking for a long time, can we do coming church, be the church that God wants us to do? We have church gathering every day. That's why I'm thinking, Tuesday, we go to All Star. When Nat goes with me now, Pastor Lawrence also come with me and with Elise, because there's a need for the Chinese speaking. All right, so every Tuesday right now, myself, Nat, Pastor Lawrence, Elise, four of us will go to All Star. So Tuesday is our All Star day. So we go before 4, we set off, we come back the next day. It means 12:30 midnight. The last few, Evan and Sue came twice, okay, with us because Sue was preaching. All right, now, Tuesday. Wednesday, I don't know yet. All right, now, Thursday is our Bukit Mutajam service. So now we are doing for the past 2 years already, once a month. Now we just had our planning meet. We're going to increase. We're going to do twice a month in July. All right, now, so Thursday will be Bukit Mutajam day. So Saturday, we have the teens. Okay, Saturday is teens day. Sunday, we are here. I don't know. Maybe we still have Wednesday. We still have Friday. We don't know. We're going to do church every day. Okay, so there's some crazy thing I think I thought of. They come together breaking our bread. Now, meaning of bread is the bread of life. Jesus says it's the bread of life, all right, and which means they have a shared life, they shared meal. You know, when talk about shared meal, I asked many of our life group leaders, okay, send me a photo of what y'all do in a life group. Wow. Every photo is about a shared meal. So when I think about that, a few years ago, quite many years, maybe more than 5 years ago, there's a guy who came and see me, Pastor, I'll make an appointment with you, all right? I say, okay, come. I say, what you want to see me about? He said, a few of us coming together, we want to do something for Church in Penang, all right? I know that everybody is so busy, okay, so busy that you may not have time to organize family camp, family retreat, and all those. We are here to help, all right? I said, okay, so what you want to do? So he asked me a few questions. Pastor, what you do with your family group? I think we eat. The most of the time we come together, we meet family, we eat. Okay. Pastor, what you do with the working adult? I think we come together, we eat also. What you do with the young people? I think we come together, we eat also. Wow, Pastor, your church is very healthy. Yeah, we eat all the time. A shared meal is where something takes place. All right, I was just saying that it's a central element for togetherness. Okay, because when you share a meal together, you share life. Okay, you share thoughts. You laugh together. Okay, some of the silly thing that we do, we just laugh, enjoy life. All right, because you go to work, can you laugh like that? All right, so your boss, why are you, why are you doing? All right, so you can't work. Sometimes in work, it's just so serious. Now, but you share a meal, you build friendship. All right, and at the same time, they could sell the possession and give away. They have a shared compassion. When they come together, they're so close. Say, hey, we have a need there. Can we do something about it? All right, everybody pour in and help. So the act of selflessness. Okay, when you come together, and that was the early church. What they did, amen. All right. So tell our neighbor, left, right. Let's do a meal. All right, I want to also show you. All right, it makes wonders. All right, now. Also fine, any meeting you have, the first meeting you have, make sure you have good food together. It changed, okay, the chemistry and of your group, whatever that you gather. All right, now, how many of you know that the power of me, we over me? Because when you think about just yourself, me, myself, no, I, me, myself, right? The unholy trinity, I, me, and myself, and my name is Jimmy. Have you heard about this phrase? Okay, right now. Okay, so the power of we over me. So when you think about we, it makes a lot of difference. So husband and wife, also the same. Huh? Husband and wife in every relationship, if you just think about your own needs, then it just remains with you are, and you just become selfish in many ways. Don't touch my things, okay? Don't eat my food, all right? My children are all very good ones. So when I order my food, when my food arrives, it's all gone. All right, okay, now. Okay, so the power of we help us to overcome many things, all right? Doing things together is the unlocking, okay? The strength, okay, of unity, all right? So now tell your whoever beside you, we, all right, we over me, all right, now, do that, okay, in a life group, when together, okay, you unlock, okay, the strength of unity. The last one, say we be missional. So first one, okay, is scriptural, which means we study the word. Our foundation has to be the word of God, because that is the truth. Okay, we must live on the truth and not live on the lie, all right, or the fake news. Okay, scriptural, spiritual. Okay, we work on our spirit life, our worship life, prayer life, okay, and how we are empowered by Holy Spirit. Relational is where we do life, okay, together. That is where, whenever you think about life group, I wish said this in life group, you do these three things, you share these three things, you share your life, because we are not perfect every day, right? We are ups and down. You share it, okay? And then you share your heart, because you come to a point where you know that you have your emotion up and down. Share it. Don't keep quiet, all right? And third one is where when we look into the word, we share truth. How does the word of God applies in, okay, our life? Okay, missional. Verse 46 and 47, that's where we are called to go. How you live on mission. How do you share your faith? And the Bible says that if they have favor with all people. Alright? So, you're talking about the day by day. So, when you think about our everyday life, okay, day by day, okay, it's a constant growth. When you look at the Acts chapter 2, they demonstrate, okay, how the commitment to public worship, and at the same time, expressing their faith openly. Alright? Now, I'm so happy yesterday because many of you could just declare, you know, thank God for Evan who planned, okay, we declare Psalms, okay, Psalms 122, 123, 124, 125, 127, 133, 134, okay, all right, now, so in the public you declare, and I hope none of you shy in doing so and then praying in public, all right, there's something I think we should do. All right, I've seen many other religion. They just by the roadside, then they just pray, and nobody stop them. All right, so pray even in public, especially when it comes to dinner time. Okay, but you pray in such a way don't disturb the other people. Right? Okay, so you pray. Okay, pray in public. Those days when I was in USM, every day is like a light group day. carry the guitar everywhere. We sit at different corners, staircase, under the cabana, by the field, by the canteen. Okay, we just in public places we read the Bible, we sing songs, and then you know we just do that. All right, so don't be shy by doing so. Okay, all right, now, missioner. So, living on mission, day by day, okay, and this final verses paints a picture how the early church actively live out, okay, their mission, all right. We may have more missions, but again, God, where God has placed you is where your mission place, all right, and they continue doing so day by day because we are called to be the light of the world. Good, amen? All right, so now with this early church that's described in Acts chapter 2, the passage that we read just now, it's like a model for us what we are called, okay, to be. All right, sometimes people say, don't do church, but be the church. All right, so it's also a phrase that we may probably think about. So when we think about that, it's not just historical passage, but it's a blueprint, okay, for a faith community, okay, that can just continue to inspire us today. Amen. All right. So a faith community that rooted in the scripture. Let the word of God be our foundation. A faith community that empowered by the Spirit. Okay, that's where Holy Spirit ignites us. All right. A faith community that built on strong relationship where you see love, hope, faith, and support. Okay, a shared experience, okay, of belonging. The final one, a faith community that is missional focused. Then we actively, okay, share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ken, do you like to belong to this local community, faith community church? Okay, all right, yeah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the journey starts here. Amen. All right, now we're going to pray allow the Holy Spirit, okay, to take us, okay, to go forth. Okay, armed with the word of God, empower Holy Spirit, okay, together, hand in hand, okay, with our brothers and sisters, okay, in our life group, and fulfill the mission, okay, God has called us to be. Let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hand. Oh, I haven't shown you this. All right, so sorry, okay. So the Lord added, right? So now in our spiritual family, so we give you this t-shirt called Added, all right, Church Added. Now that was a prayer that in every nation, together with Pastor Tim, was that when you talk about added, can one soul added to the church every day? Think about it. Can it be done? Because added, you didn't say how many, ma, although they were added 3,000. But think about it. Can one soul be added to the church? One soul per day? We have 365. All right, so do that. Huh? Now, these are photos. So I say, send me the photo. Wow, food, right? We eat. Peace. Okay, we eat. At least go bowling or badminton. We go hiking. All right, praise God. Church is still healthy. All right. Is there another one? Okay. Oh yeah, the photo actually put up. Okay, now. So yesterday was the hiking. Most of you who came, gathered. Pray, okay, they're all the prayer groups, okay, they are praying, all right, okay, praise the Lord. We have 10 classes. You can belong to any of those classes. These are the name, look out for them if you have not belonged to any of the cluster or life group, all right. So next week we'll hear from Dr. Isaac. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, even as we explore and redefine and looking back at the passage how the very first church, okay, was birthed and how it could pattern us, okay, to be a better faith community church, that you have called us to be different. Today I uphold each and every one of us that we will take hold of these four pillars, to let our life, that our church be a church that's scriptural, that our foundation, okay, is set on the word of God. Call us to be devoted to your word. Call us, oh God, to be spiritual, and how, okay, we are empowered by Holy Spirit, and how can we be relational, how can we build, okay, life with one another. All the more, Lord, you call us to be missional, that we will go to places, okay, and people who have yet, okay, to know Christ, that we urge us, Lord, to step out in faith and share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, today I uphold each and every one of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. Okay, let's give Jesus a big hand.